Basically, we're assessing the statistics and figures we have attained so far. 1,800 people have been diagnosed and also on cases of suspected typhoid. But of all those, we are lucky that in KwaZulu we have not recorded any deaths, which is really a good thing. But what is tragic is the kind of figures that we have received. Though we have also acknowledged that the figures have now dropped from about 60 to 90 per day being admitted to 30 to 40 who are being now admitted almost on a daily basis. The stable situation that we are witnessing in KwaZulu. My message to the people of KwaZulu is to say the challenges we are facing, cholera, typhoid, bilharzia, all these stony age diseases or outmoded or antiquated diseases, medieval diseases, is a significant manifestation of the collapse and failure at the system of government, at the system of local government. We need to make sure that we deal with the crisis at local government level and also at central government level. The diseases that we are beginning to see are evidence of the sickness that is now affected the core, that is the central authority.